Dozens of deported U.S. military veterans celebrated their day in Tijuana, Mexico, with a special guest. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth traveled to the border to meet with fellow veterans. She vowed to keep fighting in Congress to bring them back home. WBEZ's Maria Ines Zumudio has the story from Tijuana.
Dozens of deported veterans gathered around Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth during a special Veterans Day event a few miles east of downtown Tijuana. They took a moment of silence to honor the soldiers who've died, including Valerie Salazar, an active Marine who died 2 years ago. Her father, Robert Salazar, stood next to Duckworth. He was deported in 2005. It was an emotional day inside the Deported Veterans Support House. Veterans and their families gathered to share their stories with Duckworth. The stories were eerily similar. The veterans were born in Mexico but raised in the U.S. They enrolled and served in the military but were later deported following a felony conviction.
Well, they all touch my heart. The fact that they have had to watch their families grow up from a long way away, the fact that so many of them served and volunteered, they volunteered to serve, the fact that many of them thought they had citizenship and then found out later that they did not have citizenship or that they can't get their health care.
The Illinois senator told the group about several bills she's introduced to help deported veterans and their families. If passed, the bills would create a visa program to bring deported veterans home and create a temporary visa so that deported veterans can cross the border into San Diego to visit VA hospitals, among others. Veterans Day is especially personal for Duckworth. She's an Iraq combat veteran, and today, 15 years ago, she almost died when the helicopter she was co-piloting was shut down by insurgents. She calls today her Alive Day.
It always reminds me that I didn't get left behind, and I feel like these guys got left behind. And so I wanted to be here with them to show them that they matter and that I appreciate their service and that there are many, many Americans who truly honor their service and sacrifice for our nation and that we are not going to leave them behind.
All right. Basically, I want to thank all the guys that made it here. I know a couple guys said they couldn't make it because of work, and then they actually went out of their way to be here. I had a family.
And the deported veterans here said they were honored to have a combat veteran spend the day with them and to hear that she's committed to helping them.
I want to thank Senator Tammy Duckworth for making the trip down here. Like we said earlier, she could have been anywhere in the world. She could have been, but she chose to be here with her brothers.
That's Chicago veteran Miguel Perez Jr. He lived in Tijuana for a year after being deported. He was able to return home after a pardon allowed him to get his citizenship, and he traveled back to support the deported veterans who are still fighting to get back into the country. Claudia Ramirez also traveled from Chicago to attend the Veterans Day celebration. Her father is a veteran. He was in the Marines between 1969 and 1971, but he was deported following a felony conviction over two decades ago.
I was quiet for so long because I didn't want people to judge me on my father's actions.
But she's now ready to speak about deported veterans. She wants her dad in Chicago, especially since he was diagnosed with cancer last year. She says he needs to be close to his family.
I've been fighting to have a dad since I was 17 years old. Now I'll keep fighting. Every girl needs a father.
For Ramirez, seeing Miguel Perez Jr. return to Chicago and Senator Duckworth in Tijuana listening to deported veterans has renewed hope.
And Senator Duckworth did that. She gave me that ray of hope. And who knows if it happens, but just the point that she's here and that she cares, that's important.
But the road to bringing her dad back to Chicago will be long and challenging. Among the hundreds of veterans who have been deported, only a few have been able to return home. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.